The tensions between Assam and Mizoram may have mellowed slightly for now, but the damage this has done to two states trying to move out of a conflict-ridden past, trying to move out of this quicksand of conflict into progress, into more normality, that damage, of course, is something that only time will tell. Ever since the BJP took charge of Assam, the state has hopped from one divisive row to another, whether it's the NRC, then being hyphenated with the Citizenship Act, or whether in this term of the BJP, it's more communal dog whistling, it's talking about population control among minorities, it's talking about a cattle protection bill, or now in the latest instance, the border clash between Assam and Mizoram. What Assam voted for when it voted for the BJP twice in a row now is stability and is development. Now, these two words may sound trite in Indian politics, but they remain at the core for voters when it comes to making electoral choices, especially in a state like Assam, which has been denied access to facilities, access to infrastructure that the rest of India has. And in a state like that, you know, the last thing BJP needed to do was open old wounds, create fresh ones, exacerbate regional conflicts, add to communal tensions, in fact, invent new communal tensions, because this completely defeats the cause of a state trying to come out of a very troubled past, a state trying to be in sync with the rest of the country, a state which is longing for progress. Just look at the pattern that the BJP has followed in Assam, both in its first stint and now. We know the NRC, which is updating the NRC register, was an exercise the Supreme Court directed. And we also know how that turned out to be, you know, an unnecessary exercise, an exercise in futility. But even more problematic was how the BJP one dealt with the exercise and how the BJP hyphenated it with CAA. So not only did the exercise bring out this old ethnic fault line between the Assamese and the outsider, it also now had a communal undertone. And this communal undertone is something that the BJP has now taken to more brazen levels in the state. We have the chief minister, which is Himanta Biswa Sarma, talking about a population control bill and how, you know, he's talked about how the difference in the fertility rates of Hindus and Muslims, the difference in the population growth rates of Hindus and Muslims in the state is dangerous. This is clearly a communal dog whistle, which is likely to destroy, which is likely to affect the social fabric of the state. But then, well, if it helps the BJP electorally and politically, who cares? The chief minister has also been talking about a cattle protection bill. Now, that bill itself is problematic, and we've dealt with that in detail in several stories in the print. And that bill also seems to be an attempt again to sort of question the communal harmony of the state, to bring cracks in the communal structure of the state. And now in the latest instance, the border row with Mizoram has once again brought to the fore, you know, these old conflicts that the Northeast has found itself in. Now, you know, border conflicts are not new to Assam. After all, states like Mizoram, Meghalaya, Nagaland were carved out of Assam. So there are borders that these three states share, and these are disputed borders, and that has been a conflict which has remained. And this time as well, there were 6 Assam police personnel that were killed. There is no doubt that Mizoram is equally to be blamed for what's happening. But what made matters worse was the kind of hubris-ridden, the kind of provocative, the kind of belligerent stand the chief minister chose to take, which included tweeting, incendiary videos, calling the other side goons. This is not what is expected of a statesman, of a political leader. Instead of ensuring there was political dialogue with his counterpart in Mizoram, instead of ensuring there was a conversation happening, instead of ensuring that he was trying to actually make the situation less tense, what the chief minister ended up doing was add more fuel to fire. And that's precisely what the BJP seems to have done in Assam all this while. It just seems to want Assam to jump from one conflict to another, from one chaos to another, from one divisive row to another, instead of focusing on development, instead of focusing on progress, instead of focusing on stability. Now, why do I say these things are important to Assam? You know, I traveled extensively across the state, both ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections as well as ahead of the recent assembly elections. And the fact that voters fairly en bloc talk about two things, Dolong Aru Rasta. In English, it translates to bridges, flyovers and roads. These are the two things the voters say the BJP has given them, and these are the two things they said would make them want to bring the BJP back to power. And, you know, these are, it's not insignificant for a state where there was such lack of infrastructure, where access and facilities were so limited. So welfare schemes, infrastructure development, opening of engineering and medical schools, all this has made a lot of difference. And that's a visible difference that the BJP has brought and which made people bring the BJP back to power. If you look at Assam's history, it's had a fairly difficult past. The 70s, 80s and 90s were quite conflict-ridden with the anti-outsider movement, with the rise of Alpha, its reign of terror, its reign of kidnapping, its reign of murders and violence. There were other conflicts like the 1983 Nelly massacre. So Assam now was changing. You know, this generation was trying to put all these conflicts behind. It was a state willing to set aside what has been important to generations, what has been most important to generations, ethnic identity, to vote for BJP, which has nothing to contribute on that front. And why did it want to vote for the BJP? As I said, Narendra Modi has always talked about Sushasan. He's always talked about good governance. He's always talked about Sthirta. He's talked about Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. And these are the kind of slogans, these are the kind of promises that Assam went in for when it voted for Narendra Modi's party. And yet what the BJP, as I said, has done is pushed Assam into more chaos, into more conflict. And these are not, you know, these are perhaps not conflicts whose immediate impact can be seen. We don't know the immediate impact of, these bills that the chief minister is talking about. We don't know the immediate impact of this border row in terms of how it's going to impact the society, how it's going to divide the society. But given Assam's past and given how difficult its past has been, these issues are likely to fester for some time, and these issues are likely to manifest into far more dangerous far more dangerous consequences than we can perhaps now imagine. If the BJP was really to fulfill its promises in the state, it would focus on development and not on trying in inflammatory politics, and not on indulging in communal dog whistling, not on indulging in this kind of brand of macho politics where all it does is warmongering, where all it does is try and divide between this and the other. By doing this, what Narendra Modi, Amit Shah and Himanta Biswa Karma have done is given Assam and its people a raw deal. A state which overwhelmingly voted for them, a state which reposed a lot of faith in them, and a state which did it precisely to run away from what the BJP has now brought to it. For more, you can log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politrix.